told Lauren, I said, we shouldn't have an issue because unless you're dealing with a computer like from 2010, you're not going to.
Everyone, we're going to begin the Bids and Purchases Committee, Monday, December 3rd, 2018 at 8:45. It'll give you an hour. We want to thank everybody for being here. Hope you had a good weekend. Moving to item number one, approval of minutes from the November 5th, 2018 meeting.
So move.
I have a motion and a second to approve the minutes of November 5, 2018 meeting. Is there any other discussion? Hearing none, I'll call for the vote. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, no. The ayes have it. Moving on to item number two, public comments. Is there anyone here that would like to have time to speak on any given subject? Another quiet bunch. We'll go ahead and move to item number three, the award of contract for the rolling trash carts. Mr. DeMora, Mr. Griles, Ms. Kordoff, good morning.
Good morning, sir. Happy Monday. We are ready. We have two items for you, and Rick is ready. And if he'll go ahead and present those for us.
Yes, sir. Thank you, Eric. If you recall, we previously purchased rolling carts as a sole source previously, and we're again requesting to purchase these as a sole source procurement from AMIC Equipment Company, as they are the exclusive distributor. We're requesting to purchase another 6,676 each of the total of 96 gallon carts, and they are intended for curbside collection of the solid waste. They're used with our old collection system, and they will also be compatible with a new collection system, the side loading arm that tilts up and dumps the debris. Therefore, requesting purchase these from AMIC Equipment Company in the amount of $389,244.45.
Thank you, Mr. Riles. Committee, any questions?
Mr. Chair, I'll make a motion that we approve staff's recommendation to contract with AMIC Equipment Company in the amount of $389,244.45 to purchase the rolling carts as described by staff.
I'll second it.
We have a motion and a second to recommend contracting with AMIC Equipment Company as stated. Is there any further discussion? Hearing none, I'll call for the vote. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, no. And the ayes have it. Moving on to item number four, award of contract for construction manager at Risk Services for the replacement and expansion of fire station number four.
Rick. Thank you. This is a alternative procurement selection from your typical design bid built method. If you recall, we previously selected an architect through an RFQ, and they were awarded the design. This is the next phase. It's a two-part process. We first solicited a request for qualifications for the firms, and then we do the request for proposal solicitation to get their proposal and ultimately select this construction manager at Risk. And with the construction management risk process, we're hiring a construction manager. So we already have our architect. This would be the hiring a construction manager at Risk. We received six proposals with the request for qualifications. And we shortlisted that down to four firms, and those four firms were invited to submit proposals through the request for proposals process. And the selection committee evaluated the firms, and then they brought them back for the shortlist interviews, and they unanimously voted to enter into negotiations with Hood Construction Company, Inc. And based on their recommendation, staff would like to request permission to enter into negotiations with Hood Construction Company, Inc. if it's successful, to contract with them, and if negotiations are unsuccessful, the recommendation by the committee and staff is that we request permission to negotiate with the next ranked firm, Monteith, and then if those negotiations are unsuccessful, then go to the next ranked firm, which is Fraser Construction Company.
Thank you, Mr. Kraus. Couple of questions I've got. I noticed that we don't have any costs associated. I'm wondering if there was, if staff had conducted some sort of cost analysis for this, not to divulge that information, of course, but just interested as to whether or not we had done that.
Well, in the solicitation, it requires them in the RFP request for proposals process to submit a price. It's a fixed price for the initial part of their contract. And then as we go through that process, then we would ask them to submit a guaranteed maximum price for construction. And that would be something that we would negotiate, and they would, it's a, the beauty of this process, one of the benefits, is that it's supposed to provide a collaborative process for the architect, the owner, and the construction manager risk.
Yes,
and
sir.
We would negotiate that maximum price down, and if successful, then we would contract for that construction.
Do we not have a cost not to exceed a certain amount?
No, sir. It depends on the design. As the design is in development now with the architect, as that goes along, then we would all sit down and work for that design, and then the contractor, the construction manager risk, would come up with that guaranteed maximum price. And with that price, it's a firm price, not less change orders that would initiate unanticipated. But the construction manager risk consultant assumes that responsibility for that guaranteed maximum price, places the risk on them.
Gotcha. Well, Mr. Grouse, as usual, you did a very thorough job. Appreciate that. It's great information. We just want to make sure that before we start spending the taxpayers' money, we've got it all covered. And as usual, you do.
At this point, this is just really the pre-construction design. So you're really in a ballpark for this piece. Can we say $11,000 or less? It's in that area that they're going to be negotiating for this first piece. And I do believe when we go to the maximum, we have to bring that back to committee.
Right.
So you'll see that when we get to that bigger piece, you'll see that this is just the pre-construction. So it gives you kind of a framework of where we're talking.
All right. Great. Thank you. Committee?
Mr. Chair, I'd like to make a motion. Okay. I'd make a motion that we direct staff to enter into negotiations with Hood Construction Company in order to provide professional construction risk management services for the replacement expansion of fire station number 4. And if this goes unsuccessfully, they would further be able to, if those successfully, they'll be able to contract with this firm, but if not, they would be able to move on to Monteith Construction. And if that does not work out, they can actually go directly to Fraser without coming back to this committee.
I'll second it, and follow up by saying I was going to ask that same question he asked. Is it going to come back to us at the end of the day? Because, as he said, spending the taxpayers' dollars, we got to know what we're doing. So thank you, Marcy, for adding that information.
We have a motion and a second. As stated, is there any further discussion? Hearing none, I'll call for the vote. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye. Aye.
Those opposed, no. The ayes have it. Committee, is there anything for the good of this committee in particular that needs to be discussed?
No, sir.
Mr. DeMora, staff, is there any further information that needs to come before this committee?
No, sir.
Hearing none, we stand adjourned. I don't want to.